even when someone is miles away, always remember that we are under the same sky, looking at the same sun, moon, and stars. Good morning. You are listening to In Conversation with Rashmi, live in studio on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, bringing you your community stories. Looked up at the moon shining in the night sky, it occurred to her that all of the other women could see the same bright moon, especially her granddaughters at home in Canada. What inspired her to write The Women in the Moon? Here in studio to talk about it is Peggy Dittrich, and I also have Kiara Burt, who is here to share what it means to connect with the community, cycling and being outside, as a rider for the Book Peddler, and what this program is all about. Thank you, Peggy and Kira, for joining me in studio this morning. Yes, so Peggy, I'm going to start with you. How did this journey of writing the book begin? Like, where did it all start, and how did The Women in the Moon happen?
Holiday in Florida, and so my granddaughters cannot come down and be with me because of sports, winter sports, and that sort of thing. And so so I was just looking at the moon one night, and I thought, oh, at least they can look at the same moon, and I can sort of share thoughts with them, and hopefully that they'll think of me as I'm thinking of them. And so, and like you said, seeing the women's movements, we were watching the Golden Globes, and just listening to what the women had to say, and I thought, oh, you know, we should be able to empower our young children to think about other young girls around the world. And then I thought, when I'm looking at the moon, we can do that. We can say to them, you know, if you look at the moon, you will be able to think about other little girls that might be hurting or lonely or sad. And maybe somehow, with that connection, they might feel the peace that you are sending to them in your thoughts and prayers. So the Women in the Moon. On my way home from Florida, all of a sudden, things just occurred. I said, I need paper. And I started writing, and that's how the poem came about to start with.
Okay.
When you get home, if you're teaching your girls about empowerment, you should be empowered yourself to do something
Absolutely.
Special to get your message out.
Absolutely.
And so I thought, well, if I can make a book out of this, but I'll need some help from my granddaughter, Allie, who's a wonderful drawer. She's 10 years old. And so I would give her a stanza. And she was like, oh, I'll just do this. And she would draw a picture.
And how old is she?
She's 10 now. She was 9 when she was doing this.
Okay.
And so she, the pictures were wonderful. And we took the original drawings that she did, and we didn't change a thing. And we made them into the book. So beside each stanza is one of her drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did the grandma with all the curly hair, and I said, you know, Allie, you know, is that how you see me? And she goes, oh, it's just a generic grandma, you know. So anyhow, but she did wonderful pictures, and that's what made the book come alive.
Wonderful.
And so even now I've been reading to, I read at a school for their fiction festival.
Okay.
And it was Allie's pictures that when I'm talking to the kindergartners or the grade ones, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I show the pictures. That's what made it come alive, because as, you know, you see a little girl jumping, you know, that's what she would, you know, the little kids would, I say, oh, can you jump that high? And
mm-hmm.
so that'd get them up jumping, you know, so it's been fun reading to these kids, and, you know, it's been a wonderful journey, actually.
That's great. And Kira, you have worked in the library as a children's programmer, but how did this whole book peddler begin? Like, where did your journey into, you know, volunteering to what you do and enjoy doing begin?
So this initiative came directly from our CEO, Mary Chevro, who had heard about other libraries having this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want a traditional bookmobile as a car or a truck. And so one day my supervisor came down and she printed off a picture of the one that we had ordered. And she just slapped it down on my desk and was like, Kira, we're going to have a bike. We're going to get to go to like cool events. You could help ride the bike. And I was like immediately on board, immediately mm-hmm. excited about what that could mean, in particular because I love working with the kids, but also anytime that you get to go out and go to like festivals and porch parties and just a lot of different events and meet people that can't necessarily get to the library, or the central library in Kitchener was closed for the big renovation and people yeah. sometimes just haven't come back for whatever reason. So mm-hmm. getting out to meet those people in the community has been really fun.
Yeah, and you have, like, what's the background you come from? Because you were not in Waterloo or Kitchener before you decided to do this, were you?
No, so I spent a year in Waterloo doing my master's in history, okay. but my undergrad degree is in childhood studies and history. Mm-hmm. So I really liked the area when I was at school in Waterloo, because I do cycle a lot. Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty good community for cycling. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the main things that appealed to me. I had a friend who moved here and she was like, well, apply for jobs here. I did. A friend passed on the opening in the children's department. Mm-hmm. So I moved here with a part-time job at the library, and then inside of 6 months had a full-time permanent job, and that was kind of it. I was happy here. I could ride my bike to and from work. The library is like such a phenomenal place to work.
It is. It's a great yeah. location. And
yeah.
a lot of great programs they have in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's hard
right?
to have a bad day when you're like hanging out with 3-year-olds.
So what is the whole Book Peddler itself about?
So the Book Peddler, it's a big trailer. We bought a bike from Ziggy's,
okay.
so you just attach it, like it's just a one screw goes in, tighten the nut, and it's attached, and then you have to have at least 100 pounds with you.
Oh, wow.
To keep the trailer steady.
Okay.
So I think that made it a little bit intimidating at first. We all kind of imagined 100 pounds as like 1,000, but when you're piling books together, mm-hmm. it's you just fill up a couple bins of books. So what we can do is we go to different community events and we bring our hotspots. So we have Wi-Fi on the bike.
Okay.
You do have to come up to us and ask for the password, but we're going to give it to you. That's what we want. So it has Wi-Fi. We can sign books out mm-hmm. As well as we deliver programs with the bike. So that means could be anything like reading stories. We go to Victoria Park every Wednesday at 11.
Okay.
Go by the splash pad, and then we bring some bubbles, some balls, and then we also bring some books, have a story time, play a few games. Again, get to meet the community out where they are. So that would be an example of one of the programs that we would do. And then other than that, it's just letting people know what's at the library, what resources we have, mm-hmm. what's coming up. So we were at Tri Pride, and we had a queer movie night and a queer discussion panel happening. So that was, you know, we knew that we were reaching people that would be really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good free event that anyone could come to.
That's awesome. And I'm going to come back to you on the kind of books you carry. But Peggy, I'm going to ask you, what is your book about?
Well, it's really about a grandmother teaching her granddaughter how to look at the moon and how to connect with little girls all over the world. And so can I read it?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so it says, "Come look at the sky," my grandmother called on a clear and sparkling night. "What do you see, my sweet special girl, that shines with a silvery light?" I faced to the heavens and smiled when I glimpsed what seemed like a ghostly balloon. I know, I gleefully cried. "I know it's the man in the moon." "Oh, you're almost right," my grandmother laughed, "but I think that isn't quite so. It isn't a man, but a woman up there that gives it that beautiful glow." Then she fetched me a globe and spun it around, pointing to each earthly place. "Each night, every woman can see the same moon, regardless of age or of race. Your spirit can fly and join with each soul as your prayers come straight from your heart. The strength that you gain will give you great peace from friends in those worlds far apart. We are one as we ponder the limitless stars. We are one as we dance to their tune. We are one as we bond with the gentlest of tears. Together, we are the women in the moon."
That's fabulous.
Awesome.
That's really nice. So you wrote poetry from a very young age. Is that where the flow comes from?
It does. I did write it, and I would write about walking in Waterloo Park because I've lived in Waterloo all my life.
Okay.
And so I'd get up early in the morning and do that. So I wrote a poem about that a couple other poems. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just... life takes over, and mm-hmm. I didn't get the inspiration through the other years, and all of a sudden it's happening again. And so this was an inspired poem. It just came to me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the way I want to do it. I don't ever want to have to do a poem because you have to do a poem. And so then...
But like writing this book, your thoughts and feelings were also, you know, you thought about women who felt unloved, hurt, or depressed. Mm-hmm. And... you kind of connected that with looking at the moon at the same time and people connecting mm-hmm. at the same time. How did that work?
The moon has always been a very special place to look up to. I mean, mm-hmm. it's always there, mm-hmm. and people can use it for whatever reason. And this is how it worked for me. Mm-hmm. Thinking about all the people around the world looking at the same moon, mm-hmm.
and that's like a healing process
too. It definitely is, you know, and. So one of the notes in my book is we as women can join together to form a healing community throughout the globe. We just have to look up at the moon and believe in ourselves.
Absolutely.
And because of that, I decided to give part of the profits to charities as well. One of them is close to my heart, and it's called Plan International Because I Am a Girl. And it helps abused girls all through the world. They do marvelous work. And mm-hmm. And the other one then is to jumpstart charities because my other granddaughter is a hockey goalie.
Okay.
And so she's now, going to be 17 shortly. And
I got to send my son to talk to her. He plays hockey. He's a goalie.
Really? Oh, yes. Well, it's been an experience. She was young, she was very determined to be a goalie. And mm-hmm. so her first, I think she was about 7 years old, something. She just walked up to the coach and said, I'm going to be your goalie.
Perfect.
And it's happened ever since, you know, and she's wonderful at it. And so anyhow, so because of that, I wanted to give to Jumpstart Charities. Mm-hmm. And because they help families that cannot afford to have their children in sports.
Okay.
And so I thought that, you know, this will be a chance for some more young girls to
And the charity is local?
Well, Jumpstart Charities is through Canadian Tire.
Okay.
And so it is across Canada.
Okay.
And their main office is in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can just go on their website, and the same with Plan International as well.
Sure.
And see those websites. So.
Wonderful. That's great. Mm-hmm. And Kira, how has community played a part in your life going through, you know, the things you do in the community and connecting with kids and reading these books? What does community mean to you today since doing this?
Oh, that's a multifaceted question. I mean, community, I think, not to be cliche, but I think it shapes everything. And I was always sort of a mixture of a really extroverted kid who then needed time to kind of be by myself, which is where the love of books came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved, you know, talking about Jumpstart, I played competitive baseball all growing mm-hmm. up, and we always had a ton of those little Jumpstart baseballs in our house because mm-hmm. it was a charity that we would always support whenever we had the chance to, because that was a really important community for me, was mm-hmm. The sports community. Now, living in Kitchener-Waterloo, the community is sort of one of the main things that made me enjoy my time in Waterloo, made me want to come back. And getting to, I think when you move to a new place and you get a job and you start to get into your routine, it can be very easy to just stick into your very simple routine, and you create
Absolutely.
A community around yourself, but you create sort of a smaller community than there is.
Sure.
And the library is a place where it really has become, I think of it as a new style community center, a community hub.
Mm-hmm.
You get to meet a ton of different people and sort of people going through every age and stage of life. And then being able to be in the Book Peddler, you realize, again, how many more people there are, how much bigger your community is.
Absolutely.
And the thread through every book peddler event that I've done and everyone that I work with has done is always that we're welcomed wherever we go. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they know the library and love it or not, so are excited to see us, or don't really know what the library is about, it's still been so welcoming and so great. And we have a strat plan, a business plan, and a strategic plan. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they highlighted for our current strategic plan was getting out into the community. So that means partly the online community, because that continues to grow and that's a way that people can get resources and books, but it also meant physically being in the same space, being going to the same mm-hmm. events.
Because people like to see people around too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It can be, it's really great both ways, because it's really great for us as well. I mean, one of my favorite things is when I'm out at, say, like a school fun fair, mm-hmm. and a family that I know is there, and then one of the kids will, like, drag their friend over and be like, you have to come to the library because it's so much fun and they let you make noise and eat snacks. And you're like, yeah, it's a different place now.
It is.
And so that's, you know, you get to connect with people that you've already connected with as well as make those new connections. And sure. a lot of that is just us showing up and being friendly and welcoming. A lot, the community does a lot of the work for us, is mm-hmm. the truth. We mm-hmm. just have to show up.
That's
so it's been really rewarding that way.
That's fantastic. And Peggy, I'm going to throw the same question at you. Is, you've lived in this neighborhood for a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, from what I understand, you've hosted street parties.
Yes.
Just trying to get the community together, right?
Yes.
So that's a great idea. Like, I remember when before we moved to in Waterloo, in Kitchener, we, you know, that's all we wanted, is to connect the neighbors, connect the street, connect people. And we would have street parties, but it didn't really work out because not everyone was up for it. But how did that help build your relationship in the community?
Well, we have wonderful neighbors to mm-hmm. start with, you know, and I've been there in that house for 49 years, since the day I was married. And so when you got to know the neighbors, and they all had children the same age at that point, we would get together. There's about maybe five couples, and we thought, let's do something fun. Like, they were all, you know, into wanting to do stuff with your children. Let's have some fun. And that's basically how it's set up. So we were allowed to put barriers at the end
nice.
Of three blocks, okay, and then in on the inside of those blocks, the children could then play on the street, they could do whatever, but we would have all different kinds of games. We would have, you know, water gun shooting things, and we would, you know, there was all different things that we would do.
And you did barbecues?
And then we would bring the barbecues, and it would be on a Saturday afternoon, and you'd bring we'd all get barbecues together, and then we would have one side of the street do it would be desserts, and then the other side would do salads, and in between it would be the, you know, the barbecue items. And it was so much fun. And as it grew, we now have bouncy ball castles, and we have, like, and we'll have the local gentleman that's a fireman on the street, and he'll bring in the fire truck for the kids to be on.
Oh, that's
great. Things like that, and all different kinds of games again, and that. And now as some of the kids are much older. Well, my children are 40-ish, and so that group of people is now putting on the street parties. So the people that
the next generation
took
out,
now we can just sort of sit back and just enjoy, right? And,
yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. And we even have students on our street as
okay.
well. And so there's a student house, and the girls that would be there for like 4 years going through their schooling at the University of Waterloo, then they would, the next year, like, they would come, they'd say, oh, can we bring salads? Is that what we're supposed to do? And I'll then be excited. So we got all these different components
mm-hmm.
coming together.
Because students, too, they miss family and, you know,
yes.
they miss this connection.
Right.
So it's nice that they can be a part of this.
Well, we would tell them that any time they are feeling, you know, that they need to speak to somebody, who knows for what reason, that we're available. Please come to us. We can be your, you know, parents on Euclid Avenue. You
See,
know.
That is so important,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a great idea to share, too, because around Waterloo region, we have so many student housing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people rent out their homes,
right.
too. And these students come from different parts of the world, right. different regions, and they miss out on a lot of things, including family and close friends.
Well, so. My daughter, when she went to University of Alberta in Edmonton, and so here she is away for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you could only hope that there were other people, because she was in a rental home, and that other people would help her as well. And mm-hmm. so, you know, so that's sort of how that all came about.
Oh, fantastic. And Peggy, you've also been a part of the Uptown Resident Association,
yes,
and stuff.
Years and years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So through those years, you've done some renovations, and your husband and you have been a part of that too. And how does it all tie into where life has taken you? Because you retired from Manulife,
yes.
am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so from working to getting into a completely different genre that you've never have been a part of, but you did write poetry at some point,
right.
but you stopped. Mm-hmm. So where do you see life has taken you today?
Oh, it's just, there are so many things. I mean, I love being with my grandkids, right? And I just, so Jillian's 17 and Allie is 10, so the two girls. Then I have two boys in between, and Nathan and William are both 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just love being with them. I spend as much time as I can with them. So that's one of the big factions in my life. There are a lot of things. Right now I'm helping to renovate a house that's across the street from me, because I just don't want it to be torn down. And so I live in a house that was built in 1903. This house was built in 1890.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. And I'm involved in that. So you just start, you pick and choose what you want to do when you're retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
But things sometimes find you. And so all of a sudden this came about. It just, you know, and I thought, okay, let's do this. Let's
and you are very strong advocate for community building too, and that's projected in your book as well.
Right. Oh, you mean, yes, as far as building the
community
around you.
Yes,
for sure. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And does that translate, pass on, like your granddaughters understand it? Like how do you get young kids to be involved with what's going on in
just
the community?
Just doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's
if
important.
They see the example, you know, hopefully that'll follow through their lives, that they'll say,
because
oh, right,
lives are very isolated at times, right?
Yes,
like
yes.
We get stuck up with our own lives, our own families, mm-hmm. own day-to-day routines.
Yeah.
So it takes effort to do that too.
Well, not to be an island, right? So you want to, yes, and I mean, having the grandkids helps you do that. Like you go to their schools, you see all the different things that are happening, you know. And so you just have to sort of, oh, here, yeah, I can help do this, I can help do that, you
mm-hmm.
know. And that's sort of what I do. But it's
you
it
said the example, you said the
yeah.
bar, right?
And like with the poetry, that like it just happened. But then I have one son or grandson that is autistic,
mm-hmm.
and so mildly so, and but I love being with him. And so when my daughter, who and this is another example, if you show if you are the example, she now is fighting for autism funding.
Okay.
And so her best friend, Janet McLaughlin, and she won't mind me saying her name, is one of the ladies that's spearheading that whole thing. And Janet just now lives, they grew up together, mm-hmm. Lindy and Janet, but now Janet lives just a block and a half away from me,
mm-hmm.
basically. And she had an autistic son. So
okay.
after Lindy and Sebastian. And so he is more severely autistic than William. But so Lindy's showed me a video of Janet talking about what she's gone through with Sebastian and how she's fighting the fight. And what, you know, and at that stage, or just before that, they were on the bus trip to Toronto to, you know, try and tell people what they think they need to do. And Janet's been working so hard on getting all this survey out that she's done for the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and hoping that the government will look at the funding as per person. So, right? So it's not just general, oh, give them that, you know, yeah. but yeah. each one needs something different or, yeah. you know, and so, and one might not need as much as the other.
Absolutely.
So when I saw the video of Janet remembering this little girl that was trying to teach me how to juggle one day on my front porch and, you know, things like this, and I'm just going, oh, you know, and I was in tears. And my husband just came in from golf, and I told him to get away, get out of here. I'm in the zone. Get away. And I started writing again. And so I wrote Sebastian's song because Janet's son loves music.
Okay.
And Janet plays guitar.
Okay.
And so so Janet's loved the poem, and they're looking at making it into a song for the Autism Society.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, and you have the song. Yeah, you can go ahead and...
Okay.
Yeah, you can read the song out.
Okay, so Sebastian's song. So it starts, "Look into my eyes, Mom." And the reason for that is because when I look into my grandson's eyes, mm-hmm. I see the spark. I see what's there. He's trying to... me or do things to me, you know, you can just
you
see
know
the mischief
that.
And the spark in there, right? And so that's why I started it. It says, "Look into my eyes, Mom, and you will see the love I have for you and the boy I want to be. Just look into my eyes." And Sebastian doesn't communicate that well, and that, but he loves music. So it goes, "I know you are trying, Mom, to make it all right, from your hugs when I awake to your kisses each night. You have amazing people, Mom, to take good care of me, who helped me to grow through my disability. You are fighting so hard, Mom, to support others like me who can't afford our schools and needed therapy. Someday they'll understand, Mom, the challenges we face. They'll listen to your words and will surely win this race. Just look into my eyes, Mom, and you will see the love I have for you and the boy I know I'll be. Just look into my eyes."
Yeah, it's so very beautiful.
Anyhow, it's emotional, but it is. But you know what it says, and so that just again, I wrote that afternoon, and that was it. You know,
it's beautiful.
So it's wonderful when you can. I may never write again. Who knows? You know, but at least these two things have become so special to me.
Absolutely.
And special that I'm working with Allie, like my granddaughter, for the book, because she now has her own illustrator's copyright.
Oh,
and
that's
so
fabulous.
And I said to her, I said, "Look, this is the most important thing in this book."
Mm-hmm.
And because you have that, you now have a footprint in this world. Nobody can take that away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, this is, and that's what books are all about, Kira,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you know, for sure. That's so awesome.
Everybody that writes one, it doesn't matter. And you can go into any bookstore and just find millions of books. Like, I can't believe how many are
out there. Yeah,
the ideas that the people have come up with, and that it's amazing. And so if... and for you promoting all of that, I think it's
like
wonderful.
What are the books you carry, Kira? Like, when you say, okay, how do you make those choices?
So, it really depends on where we're going. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my favorite thing about what you were just saying is that, like, any time that we can show kids things other kids have done, mm-hmm. I think it's so important. That representation has become a big buzzword, and I think rightly so. I think that's very important. I think it's equally important for kids of all races and socioeconomic classes, to see that they, you know, they can do these things too that are valuable. It's not valuable when they're an adult. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is valuable now.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. For picking books, again, it really depends. When I'm going to a story time, mm-hmm. I will just try and make sure that I have a big enough variety, because everything, obviously, if we're going out with the book peddler, you can't make people register that they're going to come. It's all just whoever is there. So we'll make sure to have a couple board books, so that if there's babies, you know, parents are always very concerned that their babies or their kids will ruin the books.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's okay. That's books get ruined sometimes. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll bring board books for them, and then I'll try and find, you know, new books that kids might not have heard about, mm-hmm. To get, you know, partly to promote those books, partly just because then it's fun and new and exciting for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we mostly, as big a range as we can get, always good to grab a couple funny books for kids. That's mm-hmm. always going to work out great.
So do you do, like, besides what's assigned from KPL, do you also do, like, private parties where you...
With the book peddler?
Yeah.
Everything is through, because it belongs to KPL, and it's got our, like, it says KPL on it and everything. Everything that we do is through KPL, but we go to, I said we were at Tri-Pride. We're going to the Multicultural Festival, but the one thing with the Book Peddler is it's a giant metal thing with paper inside it. So if it's raining, it's harder for us to go. And if it's thunderstorming, we're done.
Yeah.
If it's raining, we'll still go as much as we can, either with the Book Peddler or without it. We'll still, so that the library still shows up and we'll still be able to sign out books and do all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But for the Book Peddler, it's all through KPL, but we go to porch parties. We're going to Schneider Creek. We do the Link Picnic Festival. We're going to be at Kids Park at the end of the summer in August. So we'll be riding around to different spots. Mm-hmm. And kids who participated in the Summer Reading Club can come and find us. We'll be at different places during the day. And then they'll get a little finishing certificate or prize from us.
That's
so we're very excited about that because it'll be a little bit like find the Book Peddler. Yeah, we're going to Bike Fest, of course. We're going to the Etsy Canada show on September 28th, so it's all sorts of different things. So at the Etsy show, we would bring a lot of DIY books.
Okay.
And again, it would range from DIY books sort of more for kids all the way up to adults. Yeah.
And where can people find this information?
So the information is all on our website, which is kpl.org. Mm-hmm. And then if you go to services and support our services, there's a little Book Peddler tab.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to kpl.org/bookpeddler.
Okay.
And if you want us to come to your event, there's all the information is online, but Kristen, her email address is up there and you can email Kristen. There's a little form to just fill out quickly what your event is, what it's all about. And usually if we can't go to an event, it's scheduling based.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to go to pretty much anything that we get invited to. We want to be out in the community as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just scheduling. Also, sometimes it's a little far. Like, I can't ride the Book Peddler to Williamsburg. We can go to Williamsburg. We're very happy to do that. Can't ride the Book
Peddler. It's a long ride
when you got 100 pounds behind you, 125 pounds behind you sometimes. So that's the other limitation. Yeah. But
and with summer in right now, and, you know, I know it's not just a summer thing, but also for kids to encourage them to get into reading.
Yes.
How important has that been? Like, I know with technology and, you know, everything online, all information is up there.
Yeah.
It's hard these days to sit down with a book in your hand and just unwind and sit out in with nature and read a book.
Yeah. So it's been really great for that because, you know, we've had, especially last year, but it has continued this year. Last year, just because it was new, people would like come be like, hey, stop for a second. What is this? Well, what are you doing? Where are you going to be? Can we go see you? And that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets people sort of interested right away. It's not, when you look at it, I certainly didn't think right off the top, like, well, that looks really cool. It just looks like a trailer. I think it is really cool. But I was surprised how many kids that already came to the library and therefore like had a little bit of an inside track about it because we told them it was coming and whatever. We're like, yeah, like, we're going to go see the Book Peddler and I'm bringing my friends because they knew about it first, and so it made it cool, and that we had this bike and that they can get on the Wi-Fi with it. And then we're like, yeah, you know, you can do on Wi-Fi, sign out books.
Awesome.
Yeah, we can use the Wi-Fi for books. And they're like, okay, I see what you did. But it's still like, it still gets them thinking about it. And every summer, libraries across Canada do the TD Summer Reading Club. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't choose that one, they're still doing a summer reading club of some kind. So we're doing the summer reading club this year, and they assign a theme every summer.
Okay.
So the theme this summer is nature, which is a great theme. We were so happy to have it. So one of the ways that we encourage kids to read is we spend almost all of June, the children's department, out in the schools.
Fantastic.
And you go and visit as many classes and as many kids as you can. So we'll often be at the school for their entire school day, set up shop in the library, and every half hour a new class or a new few classes will come in.
Sure.
And then we promote the summer reading club where they come in, they can get a little booklet. Signing up is just first name, last name, age, and an email address, and then you're signed up. And then we give them a tracking sheet. And this year, for every 15 minutes that they read, they get a paper clip.
Okay.
And we're trying to make the longest paper clip chain. So it'll be at all five branches.
Okay.
We're already like having to be creative with where we're hanging the paper clip chain. And then after each hour that they read, they get a ticket and they can put that in to win one of our four prizes.
Okay.
The prizes are like a bug pack, so it's, you know, a butterfly net and things to be outside, a sports pack, baseball bat, that kind of thing, and then a scooter, a brand new scooter and a helmet. And then we also throughout the summer have passes for the museum and community pools and mini golf and things like that. So it's tying those things together, right? One, in the summer you can read whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's not about your teachers and it's not about us telling you what,
what
to read.
Do.
It's about you. Like, we have so many books that we promise we'll find something that you will enjoy reading. And, you know, we have a lot of kids come in and their parents are like, okay, I'm looking for something for their, this, you know, my 9-year-old son to read. It can't be a comic. And then we'll be like, okay, that's fine. Like, we'll find a non-comic, but also, like, can we show you a couple of comics we think that you'll like as well as he'll like? And then immediately the kids are like, yes, good. They're on my side. Like, and that's because there are some amazing graphic novels for kids out. And that, if that's still reading, that's still,
absolutely,
you know, that's still what we want. So, you know, when we go to these events with the Book Peddler, again, we try and have, we'll try and bring books like that and show the kids that, like, this is just a sampling of what we have.
For
but we have something that you will like, whether that's mystery, sports, making your own crafts, learning to draw, any of it. We've
that's
got it all.
Great. So, that's great. We're just going to take a short break here, and I'll be right back. Conversation with Peggy Dietrich and Kira Bird.
For those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to In Conversation with Rashmi, live in studio on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, bringing you your community stories. I'm here in studio with Peggy Dietrich and Kira Bird. Peggy has written a book, The Women in the Moon, and Kira is a book peddler with the KPL Kitchener Public Library. So we've been talking about the importance of reading and what the book was about and how the book peddler began. But we just ended our conversation a couple of minutes back with, you know, the importance of reading and what it means to young kids. And you, Peggy, also have, you know, been a part of the library with your grandkids. So,
Well, actually with my children as well as my grandkids. And so because we've been on the street for so many years, and the Waterloo Public Library is just 3 blocks away from us, so that all brought the whole feeling of community in again. And because my daughters did the summer reading programs for years, you know, and loved it. And I would take the, and there would be all special events going on all the time. And so that I remember taking my grandkids when I had them through the summer more often. I would take them. They had little science programs. They could make things. They could, you know, they came out with, they were, you know, their eyes were alight when they came out with what they had, you know, and they had such a great time that I think that it's just, it's wonderful what you're doing, Kira.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
And when you mentioned porch party, you said about going to porch parties.
Yep.
And so we have the grand porch party in June in our neighborhood. It's about a 3-block radius, and Euclid Avenue is one of them. And so because I have a porch, I hosted 3 of the musicians. It's all different, and the musicians are wonderful, all different ones.
So do you go out and find them, or
no, the Grand Porch Party is actually, if you go on the web, you'll find out who actually organizes it and does it, and then they do the invitations to all the different people, or they, I don't think they apply to it, but, you know, and people from, I mean, the last set of people we had were from Grimsby. And so, you know, and it's just a lot of fun. And the people just that are walking around listening to them just sit on grass. You put out chairs for them and stuff. You know, you offer them water. You do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. And the musicians that we had were wonderful. So, and so I'm thinking that, you know, that's something, too, that if you have your, Kira, if you have your van down at the end of one of the streets or something, that's something, you know, that would work, because there's a lot of kids coming around and that, so it's really good.
Sure, and again, that's connecting people, connecting community, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, do you get funded to do stuff like that, or is it something that you just, it's your idea that you just said, okay, I'm going to host this and just do this?
Well, they, the people that put it on would just send a note around saying, would you be willing to have some, you know, And as long as, and my husband just, he's so proud of his grass. And so, you know, and I said, it doesn't matter, Dan, it'll grow back. You know, and so you just have people sitting around on the grass and just enjoying them, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know if they get special funding or not to do this, because it is just sort of an invitational thing and a community thing. So I think it's just,
it's wonderful. So where can we find your book, Peggy?
Well, I have it at. Locally at Wordsworth Books, and the owner there has been wonderful to me, and we had Allie and I had a book signing there. And that was back in January. The book was only just came out in December, and so it was really nice that they did that. And a gentleman from the Waterloo Chronicle had us in the Chronicle, and so we sort of tied that in with the book signing so that they would know to come that day. So we had people came. It was great. And Allie was good. She just loved it, you know. And so it's also at Chapters in Waterloo.
Okay.
And so we did, Allie and I did a book signing there. So we've been doing this. It's been kind of fun.
That is fun.
Holistic Parents Magazine.
Yes.
There was a market that they had, and I'm trying to think of what it was named, and it was in Hespler, and so they invited us to be there. So that was wonderful. So it's been going over very well, and then you can also get it on Amazon as well, Amazon.ca, and if you have to put in the women in the moon, and then if you put Peggy behind it, it'll come up right away.
Okay.
So and that was
part of that book. When you buy it, part of the funds go to the charity.
They do. Yes, they do. And so that's what's kind of neat to be able to do that. So anyhow, and when I sent my first. Check to Jumpstart, and that was back at the beginning of the year, and that I was just so proud to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it was really
neat. It's your way of giving back to the community too, right? And again, you're setting an example for your grandkids and family and everybody else that's, you know,
when
being a part of it.
When Kira mentioned having the little baseballs with Jumpstart on it, I have a puck, you know, because Jillian's a hockey goalie.
That's great. And is there another book in the works? Where is it?
Somebody asked me that, and and I'm going, oh, now, just a minute here, because, I mean, this is just one, like, again, an inspirational sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an idea in my little head, whether it'll ever come to fruition, I do not know, called The Women in the Moon, the novel.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this lady named Kath. I don't know why these things just come to you and says she's... Name is Catherine. She has to be Catherine. And she's a mother of two young girls and that, but she's sitting out on her deck one night having coffee and the moon's up, and she's sort of, all of a sudden she hears these little whispers, and she doesn't know what it is. And so it'll start happening a little bit more.
Okay.
So I'm just starting to, and basically what I want it to do, but I mean, I have to work with Planet International and all these different people to be able to bring this about. And I don't know if that's going to happen. It's just, you know, you get these ideas, right?
Absolutely.
And then I'm just thinking that somehow it's one of these little girls that has been put into one of these marriages with, you know, at a very, like at 8 years old, and that somehow she's reaching to that moon and basically just saying, help me. And so it's this trek that she has to go through to find this little girl. So
sounds very interesting. You should start writing.
Well, I'm not really a writer, and I have a sister-in-law who's an amazing writer. But it's just something that if I start working on it one day, you know, and then start talking to, I've talked to people at Plan International already, and I know that they can help me. But it's kind of fun. But
Absolutely. Yeah. And Kira, would you do this thing next summer again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been really great. It's really fun. As soon as we sort of established the weekly trip out to the parks, I was hooked. I can't wait to do it again this year, next year, even though we just started this year. Yeah, I'll 100% sign back up for it. And well, hopefully the team of riders will continue to grow, because the more riders we have, the more places we can get out to, you know. And we have to have two, like, because you're on a trailer. I mean, it's bright yellow and quite big. So my
I've seen one of those at Stratford too.
So my experience has quite honestly been that people in cars are more than accommodating, because it's, you know, it's a bit intimidating when it's on the road with you. But just for safety, we have two people go to each event.
Sure.
You know, you want two people there. You want to, and it's easier to do the
and
outreach.
It's all volunteer basis, right?
We all work at KPL, okay. But it's all like, there's nothing in my job description about doing it. It was just, they came to me because they knew that
I... So if someone's interested in doing this next summer, do they have to be employed through KPL?
Yeah. Just because of all the branding on it, mm-hmm. and the insurance with it. KPL has a phenomenal team of volunteers. There's mm-hmm. lots of opportunity for anyone interested in it.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend it. I do a reading program during the school year to help kids that are... either reluctant readers or a lot of the time from outside the country, English is their second language, and that's all run by volunteers. So we do have a lot of good opportunities. We have a new community garden that we're having some volunteers help with at the main branch on Queen Street.
Okay.
We have a courtyard, so we're growing a garden with lots of vegetables and some nasturtiums and stuff, and then we will hopefully use some of the food that we grow to be healthy snacks for kids after school.
Oh, that's
moving
fantastic.
Forward. Yeah, so that's just sort of another way that we bring community into the library in a way
exactly.
that people don't often associate immediately with the library, mm-hmm. but for the book peddler, just because I think probably because of the insurance.
Sure.
It's got to be employees there, but please come out and see us wherever we are.
That's
we
great.
Love it, yeah.
So I know my granddaughter, too, because of my kids, and I'm taking her to the library and that, so she got involved. She loves reading, and so she's now 17, but when she was in grade 8 and graduating from grade 8, she won the Victoria D'Agostino Literary Award.
Nice, yeah.
And so when you talk about community, then when she won the award, here the neighbors next to me, Victoria was their granddaughter.
Ah.
So everything ties in,
yeah.
right?
Comes
like
full
this
circle.
The world is together, yep. and people
yes.
don't really realize how much it is.
Yeah, you know,
it is. Absolutely. I couldn't agree anymore. And like, this is what it is, right? Like, bringing people together, connecting, you know, those dots, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
pass it on to the next generation,
mm-hmm. yeah.
who can continue this.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much, Peggy and Kira, for sharing with our listeners the amazing work you both have been doing. Not just with your families, but also, you know, in the community with the associations you're tied up with, and giving back in ways that, you know, you both have been doing. Thanks for sharing that again.